Another Monday means another Prep Sports Now. Case Kiefer here with Ray Brewer. Fun week this week. Last week of the regular season, of course. Most of the races decided. We still have some spots up for grabs in the playoffs, but some more close games and some seeding is going to take place here, depending on what happens this week.
Yeah, and for me, just like the Super Bowl champion New York Giants, it's what team's going to get hot, because with all the parity, especially in the Sunrise region, if you get a team that really catches fire, they could work their way right through that tournament and earn a trip to Reno for the state event.
Yeah, I agree. I think we talked a lot about the Sunrise last week. And, hey, I think we talked about this today, and we got to stop just totally ignoring the Sunset. The Sunset actually has a ton of parity except for the top spot. We all agree that Bishop Gorman is the best team in town. If they don't win the state championship, we'll be very surprised. But I'm really looking forward to that stretch of games, you know, seeing maybe Clark take on Palo Verde or Centennial. Legacy, of course, is playing Palo Verde this week, and they're just on fire. The second Centennial-Palo game, Cimarron beat Palo last week. I mean, I'm just throwing the stuff out there like crazy. Underrated races going on the other side of town too.
Yeah, and in the Northwest, Legacy is 10-3 in the league. Well, they got a chance to move up into second place now. They play Palo Verde this week, and Palo also plays Centennial. Legacy hosts Palo Verde. There's a chance Palo could lose both its games this week, drop down all the way in the league to third place, and Legacy can move up into the second spot.
And Centennial still has one loss in the Northwest, if I'm correct. So, if that happened right now, Centennial still in the driver's seat. They kind of control their destiny. But Legacy isn't even mathematically eliminated from winning the division, as crazy as that sounds. Don't think it's going to happen. But they could finish in second, and it looks like they're every bit as good as those other two teams, at least down the stretch here.
Yeah, going to be an awesome final week to the regular season, and then of course the playoffs. Just some real good basketball being played, Case. I know one of my big arguments, as you know, and a lot of our listeners know, I'm kind of high school football is kind of my thing, and I like all high school sports, but basketball, we've never really had a high quality here in Vegas. But I'm telling you, I've been to a game or two every week this season, and there's some good basketball being played. I was at Vegas at Valley on Friday night, and I will tell you right now, very athletic, both teams, up and down the court, a lot of guys that could shoot, a lot of guys that aren't afraid to take the ball to the rack. It is a real fun brand of basketball to watch. And I told you when you came into the office today, I'm standing true. I really think the Northeast has got a great chance to sweep the Southeast in the first round of the playoffs.
You seem to be on and off this bandwagon all year. I still think it's ridiculous. I think these teams are pretty evenly matched. I'm going to go 2-2. I think two teams.
2-2 is ridiculous.
I think 2-2, maybe 3-1, but probably 2-2. Look, Valley, I think, is the favorite. I'm kicking myself for picking Coronado over them last week when we had our draft. I've been on Valley's bandwagon all year. I jump off 1 week and look what happens. I picked them to lose to both Vegas and DP last week. They kind of soundly dispatched both of them, and I think that the Vikings, once again, I've said it all year, but they really are that good.
They are that good, and a lot of the teams in that Sunrise region, they have good guards. And with good guards, on any given day, you know, you got foul trouble, you got bad shooting nights, anything could happen. I think what separates Valley is on the inside, they got Caleb Carter. And that guy is a big person. He's a real man. Not fat by any means, but he's real thick and muscular. He's got a nice touch, and he's really athletic on the inside. So when you got that big body, that athletic ability, I think it's really what is going to separate Valley from everybody else. Like I said, you know, in the region, there's probably 8-9 teams with good guard play. It's who's going to be good on the inside, and I'm telling you right now, Valley's got a distinct advantage on the inside. You should be kicking yourself for not picking them, because I like their chances. I also like Vegas's chances. Vegas, they played a good game, man. Vegas is, I hate to jinx them, but I think they got a chance to make a good little run, too.
Well, I did pick Vegas at least. Now, finally, you've seen Caleb Carter. You've heard me talk about him all year. Are you finally accepting that this guy is far and away the player of the year in the Northeast?
He's definitely, I think I'll go out and I'll tell on a limb, He's the best player I've seen this year in the Sunrise region.
Thank you. I've been one time you agree. Usually you take these positions, and no matter what I say, I can't convince you of what I'm saying. I'm glad you're a convert.
I'm a convert. Hallelujah.
I love it.
There's no doubt about it. He's a great player. And the odd thing is he didn't have a good game against Vegas. Was on the bench a little bit with some fouls. Vegas came out shooting hot early, built up a big lead, and it took Valley a while to get back into it. And, you know, when you're down, it doesn't really tend to feed the ball to the big fella. So Valley, like I said, they're more than in the thick of things. I'd be shocked if they didn't make it to the finals of the region.
Valley has pretty much locked up the one seed from the Northeast. They're 11-1. They would have to have a big collapse this week to not keep that. Tied in second, Canyon and Vegas, who also split this year. Canyon on a really good run. I think they've won 5 in a row. And Desert Pines at 7-5. Looks like they're going to be the fourth team. I agree with you that all those teams are dangerous, but I just don't see a sweep. I think that there's going to be a couple wrenches thrown in.
Okay, let's look at the matchups, okay?
Well,
Desert Pines against Coronado.
Time out. How can we look at the matchups when Coronado, Foothill, and Silverado are all 9-2? We have no idea who's going
to
win.
Okay, well, I tell you right now, the only team that could come close to beating Desert Pines is Coronado, and I just don't see it happening.
Green Valley couldn't beat them?
No way. No way. I'm sorry. No way. I like Green Valley's a great story. They got a great player in Nugget or Nougat or whatever you want to call it, right? It's his nickname.
Oh, okay. I didn't know his nickname.
Yeah. Okay, going to DePaul. Great story. Great player. It's just I don't see them. They don't have the athleticism of any team in the Northeast, I promise you.
Athleticism isn't the be-all and all.
Trust me. It is the be-all and all in basketball.
It is big in basketball, but I don't think it's the end-all.
Okay, well, if you don't have athleticism, what else do you have?
Do you want to make – if you run a good offense – Foothill has no – okay, I shouldn't say this. I don't want to be wrong to Foothill. But Foothill, compared to the rest of these teams, I would say I've seen them by far the least athletic. What are they? They are 9-2. Wins the Southeast.
They run their system.
They run a great
perfectly.
System. They shoot well. Why do you see all these European guys come over to the NBA and do great?
One guy
they aren't
done
doing
great.
Great.
One guy.
They aren't
one
doing great.
One guy
because
has done
they're
good in the NBA.
Who?
Nowitzki.
That's the only one, you think.
Who else?
Well, I guess we disagree. I love what even Ricky Rubio is doing this year. You don't?
He's great. He's good for ESPN Sports Center. He's not going to win you a championship. Because eight turnovers a game.
Okay, well, how do you explain Foothill?
Tony Kukoc, good. European, I agree with you, right?
Yeah.
Dražen Petrović, good.
Yeah.
R.I.P. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. They're
peace.
All good.
Okay. Well, I'm just
Foothill is 9-2. Less athletic than this Desert Pines team that you're in love
with. 9-2 wins against Del Sol and Votek.
Whatever. I'll tell you right now. I'll take your pick of those four Southeast teams to beat Desert Pines, whoever they play in the first round.
Well, the only team I'd be worried about, I think Coronado could semi-match them, even though I'm not impressed at all with Coronado. I'm afraid Foothill, no matter who they play, especially at home, because Foothill runs that system. So you're right. 3-1's probably more accurate, but if the Northeast sweeps, wouldn't be shocked.
Looking back on our draft, I got an absolute steal by the last team being left was Canyon Springs. How did that happen?
You got Canyon?
Yeah, I got Canyon. You could pick two of the last three, and I believe you went Silverado and DP, and I got Canyon. I was so pleased with that.
Who do you have?
I mean, I don't have it with me, but I'm pretty sure I have. It's in the email. I know for sure I have Coronado, Canyon, Vegas.
I regret not getting Vegas. I really do.
I can't remember the fourth. I know that I have. Yeah, we have it in an email. We have it in an email, but I guarantee you I have Canyon, Vegas, Coronado, and Foothill, I think. Because I took Foothill at the fourth. That's who it is.
Last week
four.
We bet. We each took four teams who was going to win the region. I got Valley. Did I take DP?
You got Valley, DP. Yeah, those are your first two choices. Valley, DP, Silverado, and Green Valley is who you have.
See, are you positive I got
I'm 100%
Silverado
sure.
and Green Valley?
100%
well,
sure.
Well, so anyways, I got Valley to win the region, and you've got a few more horses in the race. But at least yeah, I got...
You have the favorite,
I got
would
the
say.
Ferrari, and you got a bunch of Toyota Camry, so there's no problem with that, baby.
All right, well, somehow we always end up talking about the Sunrise. Such good stuff going on there, but...
Let's talk about this. Let me ask you this. You saw Clark play. Mm-hmm. Are they good, or is that record the fact that they're in a bad league?
I think they're great. I said it. You're gonna roll your eyes at this and say it's wrong. And I don't necessarily say it's true, but I say based on what they've done right now, you have to rank Clark as the second best team in Las Vegas, in my opinion.
Okay, so you think Clark would go over and beat the best teams in the Sunrise?
It's tough. You say go over. At home, I would make some of those other teams a favorite. But
neutral court, they're playing at the Cox Pavilion.
Neutral court, I would probably pick them against every team except maybe Valley. It would make it really tough. I don't know who I'd pick Clark Valley. I just mean based on what they've done. You know, the rankings aren't always, when you're putting together rankings, they aren't always, would this team beat this team? It's based on how they've performed this year, and I think Clark has just performed incredibly. I mean, they lost that one game to Gorman. That's the only game they've lost since, I think, early December. I think just looking at resumes, I think you got to say they're the second best team right now.
Yeah, and you're right. That semifinal game in the playoffs, Clark against, you know, the champion in the Northwest, likely Centennial, it's going to be a great day of basketball.
Right, and I think it's a lot like last year when we were really looking forward to Sierra Vista and Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's kind of a tainted game because Asim Dixon, who's graduated, but he was Centennial's best player, got hurt. Sierra Vista beat him soundly. I'm really looking forward to Clark Centennial possibly, which would be this year's version of that game.
Yeah, and just the playoffs are going to be a fun time. We were talking earlier, if you took Gorman out of the equation, which clearly we can't, even if some people wish we could. I'm not one of them, obviously, because I'm a huge Gorman homer, according to everybody. But if you took Gorman out of the equation, how fun would the playoffs be? Centennial, Palo, Clark, Valley, Vegas, Coronado, Foothill.
There are literally, you know, there's favorites, definitely. If you take Gorman out, there would be probably four or five favorites. But I am, I'm absolutely not convinced that, you know, there's 10 or 11 teams, and all of them, if they had a good game, could beat the other one. You know, I think it would be that much. I think there's that much parity. I think Gorman's the best team, but beyond them, there's just 10 teams that are pretty close.
I agree with you.
All right.
Let's get to our picks.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to them. We got a lot of disagreement this week, but this first one is actually one we agree on. Las Vegas at Desert Pines tomorrow night. Who do you got?
I took Vegas high. I just think watching them play against Valley, they're a lot better than I thought they were. And DP has kind of disappointed as the season gone on. They even lost to my Chaparral Cowboys.
Yeah, I think this could be a good game, but I've got to go with the Wildcats. I just think they're better. Let's get to another big game in the Northeast that night. Valley at Canyon Springs. This is a really tough one. I don't know. I've got some points to make, but I want to hear what you have to say first.
Valley at Canyon Springs. Listen, I'm on the Valley bandwagon right now. They look great at home. Sea Springs, we seem to forget, even though they've put together a nice little rally, they are young, a lot of underclassmen. I'm going to take Valley, judging by your facial expression.
No, I just can't wait to ask you this. I think Valley's the favorite. I think that's probably the right pick. But all right, you have their records in front of me. Tell me, what's Canyon Springs' record right now?
9-3 in league.
And what overall, 15-9?
15-9.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Listen to me. They're a 500 team on the road. At home, they have lost one game. This goes back to having a home court advantage. I like Canyon Springs at home. They have been just incredible at home this year. They have been so much better. It's a young team. I think they feel comfortable in that gym. And I'm going to go with the slight upset in Canyon Springs.
And just to give you a little more fuel for your fire, since Valley's kind of got the league wrapped up, they're not exactly going to have to go out gangbusters. You might get a little break there. But I'll take Valley. I have no problem with
that. All right, Sea Springs, kind of my underdog pick right now to win the region. I'm really hoping, since I got them last in our draft, that they make some noise. All right, we'll go on to Wednesday. All these games are huge in the Southeast because, like we said, there's a three-way tie at 9-2. Green Valley's 8-3. The first one of these 9-2 teams playing – well, tonight we have Coronado Foothill, I guess. But Wednesday night, Coronado and Silverado, pretty much a toss-up here?
I don't know if it – yeah, I guess you could say it's a toss-up. I like Silverado at home, not to go back to our home court argument because this would totally go against my part of it. But I think that Silverado matches up good against Coronado. Listen, Coronado, I think, is probably underwhelmed a little bit this year. And if it weren't for that miracle against Foothill the first time, they'd be 8-3 or whatever. So give me Silverado. I'm fairly confident on this one.
I think this is a pick 'em game. I really think it could go either way. I don't understand Coronado at all. I haven't understood him all year, but I'm going to pick him here. I think they're going to beat Silverado. Really no reason. But I'll take Coronado. Next game, Clark at Gorman. I think that, I mean, Clark, if they win this, is tied for first place in the
they'd win the league
in the Sunset. But I think that's going to be a little – they'd win the league based on the tiebreaker.
Yeah, it's
wow.
The second game, yeah.
Okay, well – so Clark technically still alive. I don't think they're going to do it, but I think they could keep it close.
I think they could keep it close, too. I think it's an intriguing matchup because Clark was beating Gorman the first time they played. In fact, if it weren't for the second quarter, they won the other three quarters. So I'm interested to see how Gorman gets fired up against a local opponent. You got to remember Gorman, star-studded roster, four kids committed to D1s. You know, Clark, a team of primarily transfers who now that we're 3 or 4 months into the season, finally getting accustomed to playing with each other. I think this is going to be a dynamite game.
Right. I got to go Gorman right with you. I'd love to see Clark give him a test, and I think it will be close, but Gorman's just a little too much with Shabazz Muhammad. I said this before. I'll say it again. Without Shabazz Muhammad, I might pick Clark in this game. Honestly, I know that's tough. Okay, maybe not at Gorman, at Clark. Clark dominated that game if you take away Shabazz.
Okay.
So
I mean, Ben's been had a hurt foot all year.
Yeah, basically. Ben has been hurt, and I know that there's some I know Gorman would still be the favorite, but the first game, other than Shabazz, Clark played much, much better.
And I'll tell you right now, Gorman won't be the favorite to win state next year, will they?
Wow, that's a good question. Never thought about that. You probably couldn't say – I mean, they don't have a lot – most of their guys are leaving. There's going to be a lot of question marks. But who would you make the favorite then?
I don't know. I mean, to be announced.
Centennial? They don't have any seniors, right?
I they have a few. I mean, the big guy I wrote about was a senior. I don't know, dude. I mean, I just can't see myself. Gorman just has been so good for so many years in hoop. It'd be like trying to pick against Gorman football because – if the sky caved in. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, one more game Wednesday, Palo Verde at Legacy. Legacy just on an absolute tear. They have that 1-2 punch of Zach Lane and Chris Cook. These kids are just every single night you look, I think one has 18, the other has 20 or something like that. Can Legacy pull it off and beat Palo?
I think they can. I think that Palo is disappointed this year as well. You know, lost to Cimarron. Don't look at their record and roll
really?
Your eyes.
Disappointed?
They're squeaking out games.
Okay, the Cimarron game was disappointing.
The
I
Cimarron
agree.
Game was disappointing. Maybe I should have said they're not winning as convincingly as I thought they should have been. I thought they should win every night by 15 points, and they're having to worry against Cheyenne and scramble late against certain teams. And
it did seem like they are better at the beginning of the year, maybe, than they are now.
Yeah. So Palo Verde's got to get back on track as we go to the playoffs.
All right. So who's your pick, though?
Something I'm taking Legacy.
Right, you are taking Legacy. I'd say there's no way I'm picking against Palo here. I like that you picked Legacy in that upset. They certainly played well enough lately to justify it, but I got Palo.
Okay.
All right. Thursday night, Valley at El Dorado.
We've talked about Valley all show. El Dorado is struggling. They're not going to make the playoffs. Give me the Vikes.
Yeah, I think this was one pretty easy game that we're picking this week. Valley, I think, will probably rout the Sun Devils. All right, on to Friday night's games. A huge game. If Palo does indeed beat Legacy and Centennial doesn't trip up earlier in the week, this is for the number one seed in the Northwest. Palo at Centennial. I think we actually agree on this one. After all you said bad about Palo, now you got them winning this?
Well, I know that last year the two teams split, winning on each other's court, and I know that I was at the first game, and Palo basically kind of outplayed them. It's just that they got bad games from their two best guys. I think this is such a rivalry game that they match up so well that Palo's going to win.
But if the week plays out like you're saying and Legacy beats Palo, this game really doesn't actually mean that much because then Centennial's already got the one, and Palo, even if they win, still the two, right?
Well, no,
they could even
Paolo
tie with a 2 in
Legacy.
Legacy,
yeah.
So this game, if it plays out the way you do and Legacy knocks off Paolo, this game loses a lot of intrigue, actually.
Well, yeah, but it's still Paolo Centennial, two schools that hate
each other. It's still Paolo Centennial, two schools that don't like each other, but wouldn't you much rather see it be for everything? For the one seed?
Of course, I want it to be for everything. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, well, I'm going to go Paolo here. I said it, you know, earlier when they played the first time. I said they're going to split this year. I think these teams, I wrote it in the picks. I think if you play it 100 times, it's very close to 50-50, the team splitting. So I can't take Centennial to win the rematch. I've got Paolo Verde in a really close game.
Can't complain.
All right. Silverado at Foothill. Last game for us to break down. You know, if things shake out the right way, this could actually be for first place in the Southeast as well.
If that's a big if. But
well, I know it's a big if, but it's possible.
It is possible. Listen, Foothill, maybe not the flashiest team out there, but you can't complain with their system, their discipline, and they're going to be in the thick of it to the end.
Give me an upset. I got to do it every once in a while. The Jackson kid, the Ware kid, Silverado, big momentum builder going into the playoffs. Give me the Skyhawks. We'll be back next week with brackets in hand to break down the playoffs this year. Thanks for listening. Prep Sports Now.